All right. It's a beautiful thing. And it's time for the pre-show for today, Friday. Don't forget, tonight we have our BSP chat. And I'm thinking of expanding the chat daily to not 9 o'clock, but to some time. I'll talk about it with you guys tomorrow night. Or tonight, I should say. Tonight is Friday night. And we'd like to expand the daily chat with yours truly. You know, an hour a day. We'll see, though, you know. See if it was just what can we do, and what are we capable of at this particular time. The other thing I want to do is have a ongoing BSP giveaways, and I'd like to have those every month. The last one we had was the giving away of the we gave away the microphone. And I don't know if you guys are interested in that, but we have all kinds of what would you call them? We have all kinds of artifacts and souvenir pieces and things like that from the history of the show. Everything from notebooks that I've kept to I have a Phil Hendry action doll. I have just things that I think belong more to the show than they do to me. So, you know, what am I going to do with a fucking... I got a plastic Phil Hendry action doll. It may or may not be something of interest to... I figure if it's going to be of interest to anybody, it would be of interest to Backstage Pass people. So we would like to open that up to you guys. And just so you know what I have on the tube here tonight, I don't know, it's some fucking weird shit. Oh, here we have... Well, I got the Weather Channel because it just seems to suit me. It suits my tastes fine. And on the other TV, I've got wrestling. And the beautiful El Pacifico in the background there.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I was thinking about, like, you know, I could come on tonight to talk about immigration. I think, you know, I don't know, Donald Trump has an idea about it. You know, whatever I have to do. See, like Donald Trump, he's very intelligent. Let's see here. In video of arrest, the fuck, this woman is, this thing is, astronomers discover most Earth-like planet yet. A
planet believed to be a remarkably similar to Earth has been discovered orbiting a distant sun-like star, bolstering hope of finding life elsewhere in the universe. Hope? Do we really want to, you know?
Well, Phil, let's not be too hasty in our hopes to find life in another universe. I've often said it, I have touted this belief for the longest time. I think we have to be very careful what we hope for, because it's very possible that if we find life on a distant galaxy, and it is life that is superior to ours. Now, again, I don't know that this is the case. I can only, well, Phil, right now, I don't know if that's the case or not. I can tell you that it's of paramount importance.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Look at that, man. 72 and... Ah, shit. Here's the dew point. I thought I'd... Oh, wait. I didn't show it to you. That's the dew point. Fuck that. I don't want the dew point, man. I want the viewpoint. I don't want the dew point. I want the you point. Huh? Yeah, that's what I want. Not the dew point, the you point. Forecast, San Francisco, 75. Tucson, it's going to be... Shit, I don't know. 77 tomorrow night in Tucson with possible rain showers. L.A. was clear today for the first goddamn time. You know, I told you it was hotter than hell, but we had 82 in L.A., 68 Friday at 2 a.m., 63 Friday at 8 a.m., Friday at 2 p.m., 86 in L.A., 2 p.m., 8 p.m. Friday, 87. Oh, yeah. 2 a.m. 70 in L.A., 65. Holy shit. It's going to be fucking hot overnight. 88 at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Friday at 3 a.m. What the hell are you doing, man? Oh, that's a satellite thing. Forecast accumulation. Oh, it's showing rain and shit over there, I guess. Is that what that is? All kinds of fucking rain in Florida in this. In the summertime when the weather gets hot and it's fucked up and it's fucked. Yeah. Oh, sorry. There we go. Oh, you can't see shit now. Sorry. Now you're just seeing somebody going through there. Well, in any event, that was fascinating, wasn't it? Here's something here, man, that might, you guys might be interested in. Go fuck a duck.
Internet requires the next wave of security. We're ready. Are you?
Today we're announcing the discovery of an exoplanet that, as far as we can tell, is a pretty good close cousin to the Earth and our Sun. This is about the closest so far, and I really emphasize the so far because the Kepler data set is very rich, and the team and the science community has full access to be able to extract, you know, future discoveries out of the data set.
Well, this
but
guy's
today
full
we're
of
announcing
shit,
the closest twin, so to speak, to Earth 2 or the Earth 2.0 that we found so far in the data set.
Now, this illustration draws upon the facts that we do know about this planet and its star. The star is the same surface temperature and type as the Sun, a G2 star. The star is 10% bigger and 20% brighter than our Sun, as it's somewhat older. And this planet orbits its star every 385 days, and is just 5% farther from its star than the Earth. It would likely have a mass about 5 times that of Earth, and a surface gravity about twice that of Earth. So you and I would weigh twice as much as we do now, but only until we walked around for a few weeks and lost some serious pounds. We'd also expect the atmosphere to be thicker and have more cloud cover, and this planet would likely still have very active volcanoes. Today, the Earth is a little less lonely because there's a new kid on the block who moved in just right next door in terms of the surface temperature of the star it orbits and the energy it receives from its star.
Well, how about that? Huh? Pretty interesting. We'll keep that tab open. That's Astronomers Discover New Planet. Obama says biggest frustration is failure to pass gun safety laws. Turkish jets strike 4 Islamic State positions. Conditions tied to possible Obama visit to Cuba. Young English stars suffering as championship club. Obama departs Kenya, returning to his father's homelands. Fighting rages. Yemen's warring parties reportedly begin peace talks. 153 Chinese get life term. Defense Secretary in Iraq to check on plans to retake Ramadi. Plan for closing Guantanamo in the final stage. Minimum marrying age in Spain raised from 14 to 16. There, that's the way to do it, Spain. All right. That means there's going to be a little less tourism. A little less tourism, I want to say, to... what the hell happened there, man? Okay, here we go. In the summertime when the weather is hot. When the weather, you got weather on your mind. All right, let's see here, man. Right? So what we're going to do here. Welcome to our planetoid. Now, here you see,
this is an exciting. The marrying age in Spain has gone up. I think marrying.
The marrying age in Spain has just gone up.
This is exciting news.
Well, it's going to cause. Well, Phil, this is Tom Catton. Hello, Phil. This is Tom Catton. I know that, Phil. Well, this is Dr. Rod Tarter, Phil.
Well, yes, Phil. Well, the marrying age has gone up in Spain. I'm not quite sure that that's such a good idea.
Well, it's nice to see the age, the marrying age.
Yes, sir. Well, the marrying age has gone up in Spain, and that seems to be pretty...
Well, they've raised the marrying age. I think that's an insult it just makes it...
The marrying age has gone up in Spain, and I think it's probably... Phil, the marrying age has gone up in Spain. Thank you very much, Phil. This is Reverend Dave Castorini. I'll tell you that I think we're going down the wrong road. When you raise the marrying age, you limit the number of tourists that...
Phil, they've raised the marrying age.
Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, Phil. Well, I think the raising of the marrying age in Spain...
Yes, sir, they raised the marrying age in Spain. I'm not saying the reason why I want to go to Spain is... yes, sir. The fact that they raised the marrying age in Spain was a part... I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to say... I don't think it's right. You know, what I think they're trying to do is, I think when they try, yes, sir, when they raised the marrying age in Spain.
Phil, they raised the marrying age in Spain.
They raised up the marrying age in Spain. It's kind of fucked up.
What they were doing, they were raising the marrying age in Spain, all right? Okay, and most of what they... what they were doing was they were raising the marrying age in Spain, okay, to 16 years of age, okay? I'm not sure that, I don't think that's the best thing to do. That's going to cut down on tourism. You know, that's going to...
Well, it is. It's going to raise the marrying age in Spain to 16. It's going to legitimately cut down on tourism. I'm just saying, Spain and Argentina, the Spanish-speaking countries, and Rudy Canosa, you know,
A la hala.
Goodbye, Mrs. Winston. Goodbye.
A la 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 la.
Yes, ma'am. Goodbye, Mr. Anderson. How are you, sir? And goodbye to your wife.
A la 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 la.
Why don't you knock that off?
Your wife wishes for me to say, to raise the...
I think it's Rudy Canosa. Rudy Canosa. Marrying age in Spain. And, hello, this is Tom Catton's Health Wagon. Man, no Spaniards, huh? Something else. Pakistani panel rejects fraud accusations. Remains found in car 43 years. Wow, dig this, man. Whoa, dude. Pontiac Catalina that was pulled from Lake Rodhis in North Carolina on Tuesday. It contained remains that are believed to be those of Amos Shook. Shook was reported missing in 1972, and his case remained unsolved. Investigators searched the lake with sonar at the family's request. Until investigators searched the lake with sonar at the family's request. Dig it.
It's easy to buy insurance and forget about it, but the more you learn about your coverage, the more gaps you might find.
Like how you thought you were covered for all this.
Anyway, we'll get to this as soon as
covered
they...
Covered for this.
Hot dog?
Or how you may
what
think
a trip,
you're covered
huh?
for this, but not for this.
And so, this is the insurance that you want. Oh, fuck, look what they did. Oh, god damn you. I can't sell you insurance. God, look at that. Oh, bang, fuck it. I can't sell insurance to retards like you, so kiss it goodbye.
Yeah!
Our farmers, bum, 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 bum.
A daughter still has questions.
You would not have left me.
Her father's car was pulled from a local lake nearly four decades after he disappeared.
It's like I just lost all my blood.
New at 11, Channel 9 learned how her curiosity may have led to the discovery.
Channel 9 first showed you this rusty, mud-filled 1968 Pontiac Catalina earlier on Eyewitness News at 5. Good evening, everyone. I'm Erica Bryant.
And I'm Blair Miller. Investigators found it 30 feet underwater in Lake Rodhis in Caldwell County. They believe Amos Shook's remains were inside. New at 11, his daughter told Eyewitness News reporter Alexa Ashwell what prompted her to reach out to police. Alexa.
Erica Blair, the last time Pamela Shook saw her father, she was just 14 years old. Now, she never believed that he was still alive, but has always wondered what happened. And that's why she insisted investigators reopen his case. Well, just yesterday, investigators pulled his car and his believed remains from this lake approximately 2 miles from their once home in Saul Mills.
I've waited and waited.
For more than four decades, Pamela Shook has wondered what happened to her father, Amos Shook, who disappeared in 1972. Tonight, she spoke with us by phone from her home in Tennessee after investigators pulled her father's car from this lake in Caldwell County. Inside the 1968 Pontiac, rusted and full of mud, was Shook's wallet and his believed remains. Pamela said it was a phone call from her cousin, who works for the sheriff's office, she'll never forget.
And he said, Sam, we got your daddy's car. It's like I just lost all my blood.
Pamela said she was just 14 years old when her father left their home in Saul Mills. Her parents were separated, so it was just the two of them living together. Tonight, she recalled when the father of five and Air Force veteran never returned home.
And I got home probably about 8 o'clock that evening, and he never showed back up. The next day when I got out of his car, he wasn't there, and I was scared.
Pamela said in the days and months that followed, it was thought Shook may have left on his own accord, a theory Pamela said she could never accept.
If he'd been alive, he would have been in touch with us.
Pamela is still left with questions following the discovery, like how her father's car ended up in the lake. Still, she's thankful for a sense of closure that she's waited decades for.
He was a good man. He was a good daddy.
Now, once the medical examiner releases the believed remains, Pamela said she plans to have them buried at his headstone in Caldwell County. As for the car, she said she plans to have that shipped to her in Tennessee, telling me it's only one of a few things she has left of her father. Reporting live in the newsroom, Alexa Ashwell, Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
Thank you, Alexa. Investigators used sonar technology to find that car in Lake Rodhis, 30 feet under the water. The remains found inside are now at the medical examiner's office for an autopsy. If they are identified as Shook's, the sheriff says this case will be considered closed.
Well, what do you mean it'll be considered closed, man? I mean, can't they got to figure out why his car crashed, I guess. God, that's wild, man. That's a mind fucker.
It's easy to buy insurance.
That's a mind fucker, man. That's just a mind fucker, isn't it? Stuff like that, I don't know why it's interesting to me. Maybe it's interesting to everybody. It just blows me away, you know. Finally, and I wonder what led them. Why did they look? Oh, I think the family said they wanted that lake searched, right? I wonder if it was on a road that he frequently used, you know. Because I've read stuff about people's cars going off. People go off of highways because of a wet surface, because of... they're not paying attention. The wheel turns. The next thing you know, their car is out of control. They are incapacitated. And if you go into a fucking lake, just like that dude that wound up in the aqueduct, you know, California aqueduct, they didn't know where he was for months. All kinds of weird stories about what happened to him. And same thing with... a lady up in the Pacific Northwest. She was missing for days and days and days. Her husband was on the phone to emergency services. He was getting blown off by the sheriff's department. He got pissed, man. He fucking filed a lawsuit. All kinds of shit, like she left you. She, you know, we can't really look for her because she's an adult woman and she has the right to go wherever the fuck she wants. This kind of shit, right? Not that it's shit, but meanwhile, he says, you don't understand. I mean, she was on her way. She's going to, what? What are you talking about? And so finally, They found her car. It had gone off the highway on a route between her home and where she worked. And it was upside down, and she was hanging upside down in the fucking seatbelt. That woman had been there for days hanging upside down. She was dehydrated. She was injured. She was near death. They saved her, and just barely. And the family turned around and sued the shit out of, well, I don't know if they sued the shit out of them, but they sued police services. I had a very interesting experience, by the way, which I should bring up. And Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, ought to come on and talk to me about this. I had a very interesting experience on Saturday. I was going into a deli in Westlake Village called Brent's Deli. I was turning into the parking lot. And I had the right of way, and there was a stop sign to my left. As I approached the turn to go into the parking lot, and the stop sign, understand, is cross traffic. It's traffic that's going, you know, potentially across my lane of travel. But I've got no stop sign. I have access. I have the right of way there hanging left. Well, as I'm approaching, this guy at the stop sign is suddenly rolls through it, and I stop. And then I very slowly turn, and as I'm turning past the guy, I give him a look. And I look where he is behind me. He has stopped. He's not moved. Now, the reason why I was looking is because my girlfriend, Lauren, was following me. She also had the right of way to turn behind me, but she didn't want to do it. She didn't know what this asshole who just rolled the stop was doing. So I turn. I look at this guy. I get this guy look, and he looks at me. And he has stopped. So I put my car in reverse, and I back up. I'm one of those, I'm a fucking moron. One of these days, I'm going to get fucking shot. Who knows? But he stopped. It looked as if he wanted to say something, so I, like a jackass, I back up. I roll my window down. He looks out. What's the problem? He's looking at me. He says, what's the problem? I said, you rolled through that stop. That's the problem. He goes, and he holds up a fucking badge. There's no problem. And I said, I don't care whether you got a badge or not. You rolled through the stop. He says, okay, fine. Pull over. Like that. So I go, fine. I'll pull over. Well, I pulled over. This guy takes off. I look out, you know, like this motherfucker was going to run my license or whatever he was going to do. The fact of the matter is I would have had him or I would have had Lauren call a cop over to us because I was going to file a citizen's complaint about this asshole rolling a stiff. This guy's going to pull his shit, I was going to pull mine. Not that I've got anything against cops, but this guy was obviously a rogue cop. No cop, no police officer pulls that shit. No guy, no professional, okay? Some asshole that ought to be doing some other job, some other place, pulls shit like that. And then it occurred to me, it actually occurred to her, Lauren, before it occurred to me, this guy may not be a real cop at all. This may be some phony baloney guy with, wannabe badges and shit like that. Because he held up the badge. I don't know what the fuck a badge, Ventura County Sheriff badge looks like. And that's the only badge that would be, you know, viable in Westlake Village because it's a county. It is county property. Westlake Village is actually a town, but they've contracted with Ventura County PD, Ventura County Sheriff, to be the city's police force. Which, as you know, many counties do that. They work out contracts with cities that simply do not have the resources for a police force. Thousand Oaks does the same thing, blah, blah, blah. So I thought that was interesting. I thought I would bring on Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to tell me that technically, even though that guy wasn't might not have been a real cop, I can't really give him shit. Because it's called, there has to be, it's called respect and adherence to, the possibility that he is a cop. Has the authority of a police officer. Thing. The only thing that made me upset was, and this truly, this is the only thing that upset me, was that I saw Lauren, and she, even though she had the right of way to turn behind me to go into the parking lot, we were going to get breakfast, she stopped. She didn't want to go anywhere because she saw this guy had rolled. See, you know, being a woman, and this happens all the time to women, motorists are treated like garbage by other men who flip them off regularly because they figure there's not a man in the car. No fucking guy, and you guys that are watching me know this is true, no man is going to flip off a woman in a car if there's a guy sitting there with her, because that just means the potential for some kind of a confrontation. Even if he thinks he's the baddest motherfucker in the world, it's going to take time out of his day. He ain't going to fuck with that. But if it's a woman alone, guys are always flipping women off. Guys are always calling them fucking every name in the book. They do it when other men aren't around. This is the way some men are. And it's also unfortunately true that in Los Angeles, the perception among a lot of people who are newly arrived to the city is that the police here are rude motherfuckers. Now, I don't know if that's necessarily the case, if some people are hypersensitive. I don't know what it is. But I hear this from more than one female, that cops in this town, and it's probably true in other areas, love to just give shit to women, you know. And if you say, give me your badge number, you threaten any kind of civilian action whatsoever, then they really get hard-ass and they want to, you know, they'll pull you out of the car and they'll all of this. So it's fucked. And I saw her stopping because she's taken her fair share of lip from cops in this town. And I thought, you know, that's not right. This guy's rolled through this stop sign. And he's impeding the traffic behind me, and he never even really did stop for this stop sign. That's why I suppose you could say I just kind of slowed down and gave him a look is what I did. Well, he stopped as if to give me a look. I don't know what his problem was. Maybe his wife didn't suck his dick that morning. Maybe he took it up the ass from his boyfriend when it's supposed to be the other way. Maybe he just had been fired as a cop. Maybe he, you know, some frustration going on in his life. I don't know what it was. But he says to me, you know, don't worry, there's no problem. Holds his motherfucking badge up as if to say there's no problem me rolling that stop. I said, yeah, there is. Because I'm not the brightest bulb on the fucking Christmas tree, but I goddamn well know that there's nothing that says a cop gets to roll stop signs if he's got no emergency lights on, if he's got no... If he's actually... He's just operating out there in an unmarked civilian car with no... absolutely no whatsoever... I don't know. Warning to the public that he's on some kind of official police business. And if he was in a real big fucking hurry, then he could have just kept on going after I kind of slowly went around him. He didn't have to stop back, you know, and find out what's wrong with Phil Hendry. Something tells me he was a cop. That's too bad. Because, like I say, I do have a great deal of respect for that. I know they got a very tough job, and I know that it's not an easy thing. And it sure as shit isn't made easier by some motherfucker like that who, you know, just goes out there and sows all kinds of bad fucking will between people and the police because he's a fucking prick and should be doing something other, like maybe sweeping out fucking, sweeping out a fucking stall someplace or... pumping gas or whatever the fuck a guy like that should be doing. Being a cop, I don't see it. But that's just me. All right. Let's see what we're going to do here.
Oh, that's great, Phil. So you got yourself a real good bad attitude going now.
No, I'm fine.
Well, we don't necessarily give a shit whether you're fine.
Oh, thanks. Hold on for a minute, man. I got to get... Dr. Ron Turner. Is Dr. Turner here? Okay, this is Dr. Ron Turner. We have Rudy Canoza's in the restaurant, so let's see about Rudy. Where's Rudy, man? Da-da-da. Rudy. Jay Santis, the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I think he's probably in the police station somewhere. Is this it? All right. And let's see. We have our good close personal friend, Harvey Wireman. I like this story, the remains found in the car thing. It's nuts, man. All right. Ba-ba-da-ba. Harvey, where are you, man? Where are you at, Harvey? City office. How about that? Doesn't sound like a fucking... This is the worst sounding... Really, that's not even a phone bed, motherfucker. All right. I don't think that's going to be, actually, what I want to do is, okay, that's good. Car on a freeway, there we go. So Harvey is, now his daughter is not in the car, she's, Love train, love train. Let's see, man. Whatever. Okay, got it going. I got it going on, man. I think I'm good now. I think I know what I'm doing. All right, ready? Here we go. Test, 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 test. Phil Henry Show. That's what it is. That's what it will forevermore be. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. Testing, testing. Ah, yes, the beautiful blue Pacific there behind us, and I think we're ready. Oh, wait a second, to rocket. All right, to rocket. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Here we go.